Amachono zisobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwendaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza kuse Washington DC.
Ngiyalambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 6 kuMfumfu 2024. Igama nguNtungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, uZulu wakoBulawayo uthi uzizwa engasaphephanga kulandela isehlakalo sezigebengu ezibambe inkunzi ebhanga zihlomile zantshontsha imali ephezu kwe-$4 million. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziyathokoza ngoba seziqedisa ukwakha idamu eselile minyaka engamachumi amahlanu lisehlula. Zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela. Uzulu wakoBulawayo uthi akasazizwa ephephile kulandela ukubanjwa inkunzi kwemota ethwala imali eyayisanda kuthatha izigidi ezedlula ezine $4 million ebhanga le-Ecobank ngeviki edluleyo. Izigebengu ezenza lokhu zazihlome ngemibhobho yohlobo lwama-AK-47 kanye labovolovolo. Sixoxele siphathamandla senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo.
Kuyethusa ikakhuluma abantu selibona kunama private citizens alembobho emkhulu kanjeyana abalesibindi sokuthi bethathe imali likwazi umhlaba. Kodwa akakwethusi kangako, abantu bangadubeka amaNdebele athi singalamba sidlutshani. So okucacileyo okungamangalisiyo yikuthi abantu badubeka, and abantu bengadubeka ngendlela abantu beZimbabwe badubeka ngayo, they resort to crime. So abantu bonke sebedinga indlela zokuthi beziphilise ngoba kulamsebenzi. Labaphetheyo akutshengisi ukuthi kwelinye ilanga bake becabangela abantu ukuthi abantu bangaphila njani. So mbona ngazathi kunengi okufuze sikukhangelele. Lezi ndlini ungakhangela ama-robberies aya isanda. Kodwa okwethusayo ukuthi laba abaphetheyo benza ngani yonke nje into inormal. Akula mzamo yokuthi singenza njani ukuthi sitshintshe inhlala impilo zabantu bebe lenhlala kahle. So kusazoqhubeka ububi obuningi.
Umnumzana Mbuso Fuzwayo ngowenhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu ibhetshu likaZulu. Izakhamizi zika Ward 2 eGwanda North ziphakathi kokuzigebhela idamu ngezandla ukuze zilwisane lodubo lokusilela kwamanzi oludlondlobaliswe yikoma komkhathi lonyaka. U-Albert Ncube usipha loludaba.
Sekuneminyaka engamachumi amahlanu 50 years kusungulwe imizamo yokwakha idamu ledomboritsitsa kodwa lisehlula kuphela ngenxa yengxaki eziviyeneyo. Kepha lonyaka izakhamizi zithi zile themba lokuthi lizaphutsha leli damu ngoba zisebenza gadalala njalo zesiphakathi kokwakha umbundu wokubamba amanzi. Okwamanje izakhamizi zetatata zihamba umango omude zisebukha amanzi ngezinqola lokunathisa izifuyo zazo edamu lesilikwe. Umnumzana Ananias Nyathi odlale etatata uthi lingaphela leli damu lizabanceda kakhulu kanye lezifuyo zabo, ikakhulu ngesikhathi sendlala esifana lalesi sesikhona lonyaka esesibulele inkomo ezedlula 4,000 eMatabeleland South.
Idamu leli ukuqalisa kwalo sibili mina ngabona ngangosandwana bona ngapha masiyi 1974 khathi esidamu sileqiza ukuthi liyaphuma. Idamu leli lizasinceda sizafaka izivande zemibhida and lezifuyo seziphilile. Kade ezingikhuluma sokwathesi ungabhuda edamu leli lazokuphungunuka amadonki ayangena afela phakathi athini. Kodwa nxa useduze lapha uyayibona leli damu leli siyabonga sibili selikhiphe impilo yabantu abaningi engozini.
amazwi kanyati agcizelelwe ngumgcini isihlalo ekomiti ebona ngokwakhiwa kwedamu ledomboritsitsa umnumzana Philani Gwebu.
Kathesi sikha amanzi isihamba sithawathatha ungaba ngumango phose ongaba yi-4 kilometers lapho sithatha khona amanzi kulani. So ikusa kwaba lo mbono lokuthi senze idamu sizuze ukusizakala ngodubu lwamanzi ekunatheni thina abantu ezifuyweni lokuthi senze izingadi abantu baziphilise ngoba izulu lakathesi kalisani ngendlela efana nayo. Uhlupho olukhona lapha yikuthi asila nje esingathi ngokwethu esithembele khona siyancediswa lapha lalapha.
Izakhamizi zithi zincediswa zinhlanganiso ezizimeleyo ukwakha leli damu kodwa zikhala ngokuthi zisebenza zilambile nangumangoyo ulaleziko emzini emnengi. Unkosikazi Zolibanzi Mpofu ngukhansila kaward 2 eGwanda North.
Sibele inhlanhla ke ngokuthola inhlanganiso ye-CRS yesincedisileyo kakhulu nge-material. Badala basebenza khonapha i-community yesebenza kodwa kabala kudla bakudla esebenza khonapha basebenza sibili belambile kakhulu. Esilesifiso ukuthi nxa singathola ukuncediseka ngokudla bathi besebenza besidla abadala. Ngoba sikhangele ukuthi i-community yaphatheka yesebenza khonapha obhilida basukumile emakhaya bayakha. Kodwa kabala zuzu engathi bayithola ngathi kumbe ngathi liholombe allowance basebenza ngokuzimisela kwabo nje.
Inhlanganiso yeMelika ecubungula isimo sendlala emhlabeni jikelele FMIN Early Warning System Network FuseNet yethule umbiko kuliviki sithi amadamu amaningi asetshile eZimbabwe ngenxa yokoma kwemkhathi kanye nezigotsho eziningi lazo azisela manzi. Ithi lokhu sokubangela ukuthi isimo sendlala sibe sibi ngamandla elizweni. Esigabeni seGungwe eGwanda South izakhamizi zijabulile ukulandela ukusungulwa kohlelo lokulungisa idamu lazo eladilika ngomnyaka ka-2016 ngemva kokuchitheka kwezulu elikhulu eladala umonakalo endaweni ezijiyeneyo. Lo msebenzi uqhutshwa yinkampani ye-JR Goddard Contracting yona eqhatshwe ngabeGwanda Community Share Ownership Trust. Usobhuku webhungu umnumzana Thuso wadenga uthi ukulungiswa kwaleli damu sekulethe ithemba kuzakhamizi esazile iminyaka zibhekane lodubo lwamanzi.
Idamu khona kwegungwe kukhanya liyalungisa sikuyathembisa okutsho ukuthi ngesikhathi esizayo sibona ngane hayi amanzi zizakuba lawo. Okwakathesi siphila ngebhorane yiko lapho asihlanganela khona abantu ukuthi amazanate ngezifiyo zethu khonapho.
Isiphathamandla se-JR Goddard Construction umnumzana Francis Ngwenya uthi umbundo waleli damu uza kwengezwa ukuze ubambe amanzi amaningi.
Esithembisa ukuthi izulu lalonyaka amanzi akhona sizawabamba. Umnyaka lo usiyakuthela babe sebelamanzi abantu beGungwe. Okunye njengakwengeza yikuthi leli damu leGungwe silengezile ubukhulu balo kukade liko khona okutshengisa ukuthi amanzi ebeliwabamba ekuqaleni lingakadabuli asaza kwengezwa kathesi ukuya phezulu nge-1 meter okutshengisa ukuthi la manzi azabelapha sezangezelela asezaba maningi kulokhu akade yikho khona.
Lanxa kulokukhanya edamu leGungwe bubuvili bani edamu leThulimanyange lapho umsebenzi wokwakhaleli damu osumisiwe njalo ngenxa yokusilela kwemali. Leli lidamu elikhulu mpela elikhangelelwe ukusiza abantu abaningi ngoba lizabamba amanzi aphezu kwesilinganiso sama-cubic meters ayizigidi ezingamathumi amathathu 33 million cubic meters. Kodwa ukhansila kawa-13 eGwanda South umnumzana Miklas Ndlovu udoka udanisayo ukuthi akula lutho olwenziwayo ekwakheni leli damu okwamanje.
Leliyani damu sithe sibona kuqaliswa sathi nangu umesiya sefikile lapho ezizabonakala sesiphila kahle. Hatshi eqinisisweni elihle akulalutho akulalutho sibili ezisebenzi sezizaqhuke ezinye bezisebenzijane kuvela akulalutho sibili emanyange komile.
Amadamu amaningi esabelweni seMatabeleland South ngasabamba amanzi ngoba esegqibelekile okubangela ukuthi atshe masinya ikakhulu nxa kungela zulu njengalo nyaka. Inkomo ziyafa ngokubanjelwa edakeni emadamu amaningi sikhuluma nje njalo uhulumende uthi kusiyaphela umnyaka kulakho ukufa inkomo ezedlula ezigidi ezimbili 2.3 million ngenxa yokuthilela kwamanzi lokudla. Ngimele umsakazo we-Studio 7 ngiseGwanda ngu-Albert Ncube.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo namuhla sise Plumtree esigabeni sakwaMadlambuzi. Sixoxa lo Johnson Ndebele, umkhandi wensimbi ophila ngokwenza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
Salibonani balaleli kustudio 7. Umsebenzi engiwenzayo ngiyalensebenzi izinqola lama window frame. Ungakuthi kumadlambuzi laphana ngiyatholakala Madlambuzi Center kumbe eMkhomeni Business Center ngiyatholakala.
Ukuze wakhe inqola usuka phansi uze uye phutsha ungathi usebenzisa malini, njalo nxa usuyithengisa uyithengisa ngemali?
Imali engiyisebenzisayo imali engange 400 US dollar, and mase ngithengisa ngemali engange 550 US dollar.
Yiziphi ingxaki ohlangana lazo?
Ingxaki ehlangana lazo kubhizinisi yikusilela kwepetroli, ikusilela kwepetroli, and then ngiyabe ngilesifiso sokuthi ngabe abanye abasakhulayo njengami babe nesifiso sokuthi umsebenzi lo engiwenzayo bengabakwazi ngibafundisa into enjengemitshina yesilelayo. Omanye abe nesifiso sokuthi ukhule kube i-industry enkulu.
Wawufundela ngapha umsebenzi?
Indaba yomsebenzi yokuthi ube uzokwazi uzovuthe sibili abantu bekuncoma ukuthi hayi umsebenzi wayeza ngendlela eyiyo. Inke ngiqale lapho ukuthi from ngizosephansi ngakakwanisa ukuthi ngayenza umsebenzi wezandla, but ngilesifiso sasesikolo ngangu-form 2 ngangifunda i-woodwork. Ngabonisa uthando kutitsha uMr. Msemwa owayengifundisa uwoodwork. Wayelokhu engifundisa izinto ze-woodwork, lokhu engifundisa lokho ngaze ngayokuma kumform 4 esifundweni sami. Nganginesifiso sokuthi ngiye kukhosi ngezandla zabazali zasuka zabamfishane. Angisaphumelelanga, but lokho ngilwisa ngizama ukuthi ngibe lolwazi omsebenzi ezandla. Ngabona-ke ukuthi i-woodwork akulula ukuthi umsebenzi onjenganalowo uwuthole. Ngase ngicabanga ukuthi ngayenza i-welding or i-building, ngabe sengibona ukuthi hayi i-welding isenhlizweni yami ngicabange kuqala. Ngabe lokho ngizama, ngabuyela futhi ku-Mr. Msemwa ngisiyabuza ukuthi le nsimbi ikhathwa njani, kuthiwa yini, ma uyimesha uyimesha njani. Ngabe lokho ngifunda ngithola ulwazi kancane kancane, ngingena ku-YouTube loko ngizama loko ngizama ukuthi ngibe le experience. Ngasuka lapho ngathenga isimbi zakudala lezimbheda lezi zazikhona ebantwini. Ngaqala-ke sengenza amaseko ngithengisa, abantu bencoba lo bencoma lo msebenzi. Hayi, ngabona ukuthi hayi akulanswaka kula bantu abasolayo. Ngabe lokho ngikhula kanjalo, ngibona lezi moto sezibeka kimi ngisekhaya kumadlambuzi kwapha, bachisela abantu bebuye bebonge bethi hayi imisebenzi uyayenza. Lokho ngidinga experience. Ngibiza la abanye abantu abakwazi ukuchisela ngithi ngayenza into, ngibabize ngithi hayi mafowethu ngicela-ke limbonise lapha ukuthi ungabe kuruwo ngaphi. Hayi bethi hayi kuhle, loko ngiqhubeka kanjalo. Lamanje ngingacabanga ukwenza ulutho kumbe ukudizayina something, ngiyangena ku-YouTube ngisethe mbone beloko ngithole i-experience kwaphana. Yindlela yami yokufunda umsebenzi. Ikhosi ukuze ngibe wazi lo msebenzi ngalesifiso, but ngenxa yokuthi izandla zabazali zifitshane ngayihluleka, but manje sengile experience yakhona lo.
Abasakhulayo njengawe ungathanda ukuthini kubo? Ngoba siyabona abaningi batshona bebhoda ngezitolo benatha utshwala njalo besebenzisa izidakamizwa.
kwaba sakhulayo njengami ababele sifiso sokuthi bengabe le mizamo yemisebenzi ezandla kodwa beloko benjani besahaba sasendimeni le ndima yentshengo kuyabanzima ukuthi kube le mpumelelo ngoba lokhu ingcosana okubili okuthathu uyabukutholile uyabucabanga intshengo. So kuyaphambanisa izimiso zakho kumbe izifiso zakho. So ontshengo labo abalungayo
abangathanda ukuxhumana lawe mhlawumbe befuna ukuthenga inqola lokunye okulungisayo bakuthola njani?
Abathanda ukuthi bengisabhodi bathenge izinto engizilungisayo kumbe engizenzayo. Njengoba besithi umntwana ngokhuliswa ngumakhelwane, sengangithola kunombolo lezi 0711385122. Ngiyosibiza futhi 0711385122.
UJohnson Ndebele ngosakhulayo ohlala ePlumtree esigabeni sakwaMadlambuzi ophila ngokukhiqiza izinqola lokunye okuthiyeneyo.
The Voice of America.
Kuhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu namuhla silomnumzana Vusani Spanda.
Sengana masiko wenzi umandla lo baba mkhulu babe lobola usenzi umandla.
Libingelele baba unkomo labalalele. Engiliphathele khona namhlanje nanku kubalulekile nje. Sizothanda ukubheka ukuthi yini isiko. Sikhuluma ngani masikhuluma ngesiko? Abanye bathi isiko into yamadlozi, into yezinyanga, into yezangoma. Athi uma ukhuluma ngesiko athi umzali, mntanami mina kangisangeni lapho ngisindisiwa ngifuna into zamadlozi la kwami. Isiko libuya kumdali. Yini isiko? Isiko isisombululo oyi-answer, isicazululo senkinga yesizwe isizwe esibhekane nayo. Impendulo kube kuthiwa yisiko uma libuya kumdali. Into yenziwa continuously. For example, athi kudala mandulo bekuthi ma isizwe silenkinga imvula kayinithi bay isizwe siyempini siyahlaselwa inkomo ziyafa nje kule mkhuhlane singayazi uyagulwa nje kukhona nje into engahambi kahle. Bebehlangana besiyinkosini yabo, inkosi yabo ibiyibheka lenkinga isuke lapho nayo idlulisa inkinga kwimboni. Yini imboni? Imboni ngumuntu oyimediator between izwe lenyama lezwe lomoya ophathiswe isibani sizwe okhanyisela isizwe ombathwe izidalwa zezwe lesithunywa esikhulu ideyithi sexhumene lomdala. So lo muntu bebesimabe inkosi idlulisela kuye yena abe sesiyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu. Uma isiyakhala kumdali through isithunywa esikhulu mala mpendulwe isehla ibuya mhlawumbe njengobona imvula kayinethi kuthiwa hayi thathani gawulani izihlahla ezijazwe elizulu dobha amathambo litshisa iindleko zabo thekwani tshisani yana mpendulo uma kuthiwa every year before izulu linethi libe lisenza njalo igawula litshisa lisenza ini gawula yampendulo lena ma ibuya kube kuthiwa yisiko. Isiko lesizwe ngoba impendulo befika adlulisele enkosini, inkosi ibisisenza imbizwe ibiza isizwe ibisidlulisa ukuthi hayi kuthiwa manje as every year before imvula iqale kumele sigawule izihlahla sitshise senze 1 2 3 1 2 every kuthiwa yisiko. Sometimes kuthiwa abantu mabazile ngelanga elinje, ilanga elinje yabo iyazilwe leli yisiko sesizwe. Isiko yi-answer ebuya kumdali, ebuya kumdali true imboni, imboni edlulisela inkosi. Isiko liya-involva, kulamasiko angapheli. So kusiba la masiko ade senzekwa kwesikhathi esithile aphele, kubuye futhi kuyecelwa ngokunye, kubuye kuqala amasiko amatsha, bekunjalo. So abantu bakudala okhokho bethu kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy, bebengaziyeli kumdali. Babekwazi ukuthi siye enkosini yethu, inkosi yethu sidlulisele kulo phezulu ngokomoya. Yena lo ombathwe edala udlulisela kumdali. Asibuye silethele i-answer. That's why okhokho bethu kade be-powerful, very powerful. Kade besiyokulwa nabantu abaphethe imbhobho, bona bephethe imikhonto kade benqoba. Kade be-powerful ngoba kade beyazi hierarchy futhi kade beyihloniphe hierarchy. That's why kade be-powerful. Namhlanje sekulahlile konke lokhu. Sabiza into zethu ezazisiphilisa ngamademoni. Sathi kumdali siyaziyela. Asalandeli yonke le hierarchy ebikhona. Siziyelile kumdali. Yini elungayo? silahlile indlela okhokho bethu kade be powerful kade bezisatshwa ezinye inhlanga. That's why ezinye inhlanga zabuya zezala ngoba okhokho bethu kade be powerful elandela indlela zabo zeqiniso ezibaxhumanisa nomdala. Thina salahle kwethu salandela indlela esingazazi. Yikho namhlanje siyilaba abantu abanje. Yikho namhlanje singayindawo empilweni. Yikho namhlanje singu number last ka yonke into nje. Yonke into nje kwezinye siyi number last yazo zonke inhlanga ngoba silahle indlela yethu. Ebisiphilisa indlela kade sezokhokho pisatshwe ngezinye izizwe kade sezokhokho bahlonitshwe bakhothanyelwe ngezinye izizwe sabiza amasiko ethu madimoni saswa singabantu abasoko sibonge
umnumzana Busani Spanda ingcwethi kwezamasiko Zimbabwe. Kuhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla silomfundisi Thande Kosinti Mkandla.
Zihlozi inkosi ezithandekileyo, asivuseleleni imoya yethu le ehlala isihlukumeza ngenxa yezinto ezishiyeneyo. Sizakhangela eBhayibhilini iTestamente elitsha ngokuloba kukamvangeli uLuka isahluko sechumi. Siqale endimeni yamashumi amabili nanhlanu sisiya kuma endimeni yamashumi amabili nesificaminembili. Kufundeka kanje Luke chapter 10 siqalise verse 25. Bheka kwase usukuma isazimthetho esithile samlinga sathi, mfundisi ngizakwenzani ukuba ngidle ifa lokuphila obuphakade na? 26. Wathi kuso, kulotshweni emthethweni ufunda kanjani? Verse 27. Saphenda sathi, uyithanda inkosi uNkulunkulu wakho ngayo yonke inhliziyo yakho nangawo wonke umphefumulo wakho nangawo onke amandla akho nangayo yonke ingqondo yakho nomakhelwane wakho njengalokhu uzithanda wena. Verse 28. Wayesethi kuso, uphendule kahle, yenza lokho uzakuphila. Zihlozi inkosi ezithandekileyo, lapha sihlangana le ndaba engathi mina indaba emnandi ngokumangalisa kwayo nokuqumbaqumba kwayo. Ngoba kuthiwa kule ndoda eyayisazi umthetho, mhlawumbe ngesilungu singathi wayengu-professor of law, ngoba yizizikhwicamfundo phela labo ababizwa ngalawo magama. Into engithanda kakhulu ngalo professor lo, kuthiwa wasukuma wamlinga uJesu ngombuzo othi, ngingenzani ukuze ngidle ilifa lokuphila kunaphakathi na? Zihlobo zenkosi ezithandekileyo, baningi abantu abeza kithi ngendlela ezishiyeneyo bezosilinga ngezinto lathi ezingasihuga, lathi esingazikhwabitha, esingazithanda, kodwa bona besilinga nje. Abanye mhlawumbe gabaze basilinga mhlawumbe ngamazwi aphuma emlonyeni, kodwa ngezenzo zabo. Abanye basilinga ngendlela zokuthi balempahla ezingakanani, naleyo mpahla iyabe ingaziwa ukubana itholakale kanjani. Abanye basilinga ngemfuyo yabo, ngezikhundla zabo, ngalokho abayikho khona. Sibe sesithatheka ngobana iningi labantu bayawuthanda ukuthatheka, sibe sesiphambuka-ke endleleni. Kodwa le ulo uprofesa uyambuza uJesu, emlinga njengoba ngisitsho, uthi kambe wayengenzani ukuze adle ilifa elokungaphakade? Khangela njani. Wayefuna ukuthi abe yisazi mthetho okungaphakade, into engasoziphele eselibele ukubana impilo yakhe izakwedlula emhlabeni. UJesu abe sesikade kulotshweni embhalweni njengoba ufunde kangaka nje, ayihlabele impendulo, aqambe konke ngaphezu okokuthanda uNkulunkulu nenhliziyo yakhe namandla akhe ingqondo yakhe umphefumulo wakhe ngakho konke, aze athande lomakhelwane wakhe njengalokhu ezithanda yena. impendulo kaJesu ngithanda ithi uphendule kahle yenza lokho uzawuphila. Nanga umuntu eyazi into okumele ayenze uyakwazi okufunekayo ukuze impilo yakhe ibe mnandi, impilo yakhe ibe nhle, kodwa ubuya uzolenga uJesu abuye aphendule ngendlela uJesu athi uphendule kahle yenza njalo uzawuphila. Ungabe unguprofesa wezinto zasemhlabeni, dinga izinto zikamoya. Sikhuleke baba, vula ingqondo zethu singazenzisi, zilandele lokho utshwe ilizwi lakho. Amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Thandeko Zintimkandla ngohlelo Vuselela Umoya. Kwezemidlalo namuhla uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa lowake waba intshantshi yomdlalo wokugijima lokweqa uJuma Phiri. Okwamanje uPhiri usengumphathi weqembu lenguqu ele Arenal Movers elidlala kusigaba sePremier Soccer League.
UJuma Phiri udabuka koBulawayo njalo ungomunye wabadlali abake badla ubhedu eZimbabwe.
Ngazalwa mhlaka 2 February 1973 eLandaba Clinic. Ngafunda eGampu Primary School uGrade 1 to Grade 4. Then ngasensuka ngayafunda eHenry Law uGrade 5, Grade 7. Then ngasuka lapho ngaye Hamilton Boys High.
UPhiri uthi ezemidlalo kwahle wazithakazelela esafunda eHamilton High School.
Ngangisenza ama sprints le ayijump ngayiqala nge mistake if I may say. Mina I was concentrating more on ama sprints. High jump at the time. Uxolani Mabhemoyo, I fell sick and who I was master to ask me, I gladly accepted. I never looked back from that day. Being, I think in recruiter Iwanki Athletics Club who were concentrating more on the Chamber of Mines, challenging the prizes of Lomisus Ndlovu, and in my life they really played a big role.
Njalo umuntu owayele siphiwe emdlalweni etsheneyo, uPhiri uthi wabona kungcono ukuthi aqinise kakhulu kumdlalo owodwa, wasekhetha oweqa oye high jump, wekela ibhola lokugijima.
Athletics really took me far and wide in the world. I represented the country not in the Olympics but ama regional competitions. The extent of which one particular time I was the fifth best in Africa, Southern Region, as a high jumper.
UJuma wenza izimanga seqawe ngoba umncintiswano eminingi waze wangena la kwezwekazi le Africa.
I broke national record as Zimbabwe in 1999. It was 210. I broke it to make it 215, and then a week later broke it to 216. A record which has been existent up until last year. Yeah, broke after 24 years. I'm now more on the administration part of sport.
Okumanje uJuma Phiri uSiphathamandla uqembu lenguqu leBulawayo Arenal Movers. Ngimele 7 igama nguEzra Chisa Sibanda.
Abahlabeleli beZimbabwe bathi labo balahlekelwe kakhulu ngokutshona komculi wakwele South Africa oludumo obesonta iZCC uSoli Mofulo. Sixoxele omunye wabaculi laba uMkhando Sikhandayo.
Kuningi esifundile kuye futhi kuningi ebesisakulindile ukuthi sikufunde kuye. Silahlekelwe kakhulu singabaculi abancane. Kuningi ebesithi masikwenza sikopa, ziningi ingoma zakhe ezithi mazicula zisiyakhe imimoya.
UMkhando Sikhandayo ngumculi kamasikandi weZimbabwe ocula ekwele South Africa. Nele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo nguNtungamile Nkomo.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupa inawu muririmi rweshona.
Lilan.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.
I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP